News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Past 7 here in News Talk Breakfast. Ireland's 6 sexual assault treatment units have seen a 20% increase in the number of people attending since 2015. However, staffing gaps are being reported across the service, and there are growing concerns that people cannot receive the care that they need. Joining us to discuss this further is Nolene Blackwell, the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Nolene, you're very welcome to the programme. Is this something that you're acutely aware of, these staffing gaps in these units?
Yes, it is, because our volunteer trained counsellors are available and go with people to the main one, which is in Dublin. In the Rotunda, Dublin, there is a sexual assault treatment unit, which covers, I suppose, a third of the population of the country, because it covers the entire Dublin area. And on a regular basis, we find, or certainly we found earlier this year, that the unit would be closed for an entire weekend because they couldn't staff it properly. There's no fault of the staff of the unit, but simply they didn't have the staff available to open the unit, and therefore people could not attend at the Rotunda in order to have their examination, which is an examination to take forensic evidence that might be needed, that would be needed probably for a sexual assault trial way down the line, but which is also for the health of the person who has suffered the rape or the sexual assault, you know, all of the care that they need straight after. The Dublin unit would be closed and people would have to go down to Mullingar.
Yeah, I read Dominic Meehan. People will remember Dominic Meehan. She was 23 when she was raped in Dublin in 2015. She couldn't get into the Rotunda and she described having to wait 5 hours because she had to go to Mullingar before the forensic examination, during which she couldn't wash, drink or use the toilet. That is cruel.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely awful. Think of it. Think of the shock and the distress of having suffered a rape or other serious sexual assault and find yourself reporting it to the Gardaí, and the Gardaí taking it seriously, dealing with it. But in order to collect the evidence, having to step into a squad car or any sort of a car and go down to Mullingar because the Dublin unit was closed.
And who the staff in the unit, the staff that's lacking, are they employed, paid by the state, or like who's responsible for hiring people?
Right. So it is a HSE function. It's a state function, and there just haven't been enough of the relevant staff. It's a highly trained function because, as is proper, the people who deal with victims of sexual assault need to be properly trained to take the samples, because that's going to be evidence further down the line. It has to be properly taken, and they have to be able to deal with people who've gone through the distress of the assault as well. So there just haven't been enough of them. Like, there's a tiny number. I think there are only 6 people full-time in the 6 sexual assault treatment units around the country. There are a lot of part-timers, and that's what's fine in some ways.
Sorry, 6 per unit? So there's 36 of them? No, sorry, 6 altogether.
Not at all. 6 full-time. But you don't need full-time people most of the time. You need part-timers, people who are on call, who are available, and there just haven't been enough of them.
And
in
so
Dublin,
can I ask, are there vacancies there? Like, is this a recruitment and retention problem, or is it that they don't have the vacancies don't exist? In other words, the HSE say, no, look, the numbers that are there are fine.
No, the HSE don't say the numbers that are there are fine.
Okay, so but this is another example of the recruitment and retention problem.
And right now, a number are being trained, but it takes a year to train them. From September, they started training last September. Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is part of their training. We've done some work with them. They will be qualified and able to partake in the coming summer, but for the moment we are very stuck, and it really is a scandal when you think about it.
Well, yeah,
yeah, that, that you have the biggest city in the country and that it does not have a place where the forensic evidence and where the care needed for victims of sexual assault can be given in the capital city. We need quite a big improvement. Now, two things are happening. One is forensic nurses are being trained at the moment.
Yeah.
And the second thing is the Department of Health is conducting a review into how you run sexual assault treatment units.
All right.
Both of which are useful things. Having said that, at the moment, there is always the danger that this weekend, again, that there will not be the staff available to the unit to open it up in Dublin, and that people will still have to travel, as Dominique Meehan had to do, adding to the horror of the assault by the way in which she had to wait. Because when a lot in these cases, they're intimate assaults, and it is such an intimate examination, and therefore she had to do all that.
Yeah.
She could not eat, she could not drink, and all of those things are desperately distressful for people who have suffered the assault.
All right, Nolene Blackwell, the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Nolene, thanks a million for speaking to us.